why does President-to-be William Jefferson Clinton have an interest in Northern Ireland, and as president, a degree of interest that will bring him to create political shockwaves in Washington and in London and in Dublin as he intervenes in that conflict in a way that no one really had fully foreseen. So the key piece of the preparation for him doing that comes just prior to him becoming president in 1992. And at that time, an Irish-American lobby group had been formed, and they approached him. They were called Americans for a New Irish Agenda. And they approached the then governor, Bill Clinton, who wasn't a favorite, as you may recall, to be president of the United States. He would become the president. But they approached him in April of 1992, when he had just won the New York primary. And they asked him to attend an event called the Irish American Presidential Forum in New York. And at that particular meeting, the then-to-be President Clinton promised that if he was elected, he would create the office of a U.S. peace envoy to Northern Ireland. And he made other pledges as well that would help bring about peace in Northern Ireland. All of that made the British government quite nervous at that point in time, and they were not keen on the idea of a future President Clinton, partly for that reason. This was a president who would perhaps actively intervene in the Northern Ireland conflict. After all, up to this point, it's been a policy of non-intervention. So even before President Clinton becomes president, he's giving signs that he will intervene. And of course, eventually he does. There are several elements to it. That is the bigger question. Why does he intervene? I think the first one has to be political self-calculation. He realized that the Irish vote, although it's a barely tangible or coherent block of a vote, we do know that Irish Americans tend to vote, white middle-class folks. They get out and they do vote. And there's a lot of them. At the 2010 national census in the United States, 34.5 million Americans tick the Irish heritage box. That's a lot of folks. So there's part of the context which is vote. The other parts are that, first of all, it's important to point out that President Clinton does not have a very strong blood relationship to Ireland, not a very strong genealogical relationship. There is one. It comes through his mother's heritage. Her grandmother was from County Fermanagh in Northern Ireland, the name of Cassidy. So there is something there. But it's not a very strong part of his heritage. So it's quite an interesting question to pose. Why would he get involved? I think there are a couple of other reasons. One is that President Clinton was really the first president of the United States who wasn't not part of the Second World War generation. He wasn't drawn into that special relationship quite in the same way as the presidents who came before him. He was open to a new form of thinking about the relationship to the United Kingdom. Another reason is the end of the Cold War. The end of the Cold War meant a new form of foreign policy was emerging, thinking about how to utilize free markets, thinking about how to utilize what was called democracy promotion as a way of really responding to a radically different international system at that point in time. So the geopolitical chessboard had shifted very radically, and there was new thinking abroad. And I suppose one other reason one could mention is that I think when he did get involved, he became really genuinely passionately interested in creating change. And just as importantly, he thought he could do it. There was a sense that Clinton perhaps dragged his heels a little bit around Northern Ireland when he became president. But a year in, he did begin to act. In 1994, President Clinton decided that he would grant a visa to Gerry Adams, the head of Sinn Féin, allowing him to enter the United States. Why is that important? Well, first of all, Adams had been refused a visa. The British were opposed to him getting a visa. Most of Washington was opposed to it because he was seen as a representative of the IRA. However, people around Clinton explained to him that if he was to give Adams a visa, Adams would receive a degree of political recognition that would allow him to become a key political actor who in the long term might bring the IRA across the line into a peaceful process. So this was strategic, it was visionary, and it was very risky, but Clinton decided to do it. And when I said earlier that he changed the approach of the United States to the process of peacemaking in Northern Ireland, that's one of the most significant things he did.